This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah, there you are, traveler. Come inside, hang up your coat, put your feet by the fire, and I shall bring you what you so desperately seek. Rude Tales of Magic.
Previously on Rude Tales of Magic. Escape! Frederick de Bonesby, after a long dark night of the soul, broke all of his friends out of the Soaking Valley prison in order for them to hunt down one Scrum Fabulous. However, as soon as they broke out of jail, they discovered that Scrum was already on his way to break them out. They journey now with Scrum Fabulous and his retinue of gnoll bodyguards to the edge of town to Scrum's pad, where they hope they will find Albie's parents.
I think you're going to be delighted by Scrum's pad, my little home away from home.
Just excited to be out of prison, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You know, it's funny, I said home away from home. It is my home. It's my home inside of home.
Do you have any kind of, like, vacation properties?
Absolutely I do. And those are my homes away from home.
Right.
That's where I picked up the tick where I say my little home away from home.
Well, I suppose sometimes one's vacation, one feels more themselves than when they are at home. And if you are being home is where the heart is.
Well said and well heard. And you know, I do not envy those gentlemen at all, because I feel more myself at home than I do when I'm on vacation. However, I always feel myself. I love life.
Why do you have my parents?
Well, I'll tell you why. As soon as we get to Scrum's pad. But here's the thing.
Oh my god.
What's up?
Scrum's pad?
Scrum's pad. It's what I've named my home.
All right, great.
Every good home deserves a name, don't you think?
I do.
I'm open to notes. Do you have a better idea for it?
I have no
Scrum's
suggestion.
House.
Scrum's house.
Yeah.
It's more of a pad.
So it's like a
Is it an apartment?
It's like a bachelor kind of
A little bit, and I'm quite eligible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, nothing to be apologized.
Oh,
why would you apologize to me for
that? I don't
know.
I just feel like a man with a pad of his own plus multiple, like, vacation properties, but no one to share it with? I don't know. Seems kind of sad to me.
Albie.
I do appreciate the sentiment, but in a matter of minutes, you'll see how misguided it is. Albie, what were you about to say?
Albie looks backwards at Cordelia instinctively to see if she's about to call dibs, and then quickly turns around uncomfortably.
Cordelia is just, like, trailing behind the group and just, like, sort of huffing dramatically.
All right, I see I caught the group in a bit of a down moment, but I assure you, your spirits will be high as a kite.
When I see my parents.
Yes, you will see your parents. Ah, and here we are at my pad, Scrum's pad, that is. He brings you to the side of a, as I said before, the Soaking Valley. It's a valley. The edge of the valley, you guessed it, is a little bit mountainous. Mm. We are now at a grotto, the entrance of a cave. A enormous, and I gotta say, you gotta call him like you see him. A hideous-looking troll stands in front of the entrance of the grotto. The troll greets Scrum Fabulous.
Scrum, hello.
Yes, hello! Please, allow me to introduce everyone. This is Bon Pinasignaro, my troll guard. Every good pad deserves one. Yes, Albie, did you have a comment?
Can you say his name slower?
Absolutely. Bon Pinasignaro. Would you like me to repeat the name a third time?
Yes, would love to.
Can you all break it?
So the first time I went fast, the second time I went slow, the third time I'm going to put a little English on it.
Okay.
Bon Pinasignaro.
Can we all say it together? That might help.
Absolutely. And I think he'll enjoy this. All right, on the count of three, and a one, and a two, and a...
Bon Pinasignaro.
Bon, what did you think of that?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Oh. We got pretty close there, right, Bon?
You did it.
All right, that's fine.
Better than most. Yes. Better than most.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's got a quick wit. I like this man.
It's like, how can you wear out a name? That's so weird.
Yeah, it's...
Right? Well, we could by saying it a lot, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. I'd like be like...
And I dare you to try! Bon Pinasignaro!
Bon Pinasignaro!
Bon Pinasignaro!
Bon Pinasignaro!
Wow, this was fun, but we're still outside of my pad. Now, I just want you to look around and take in what you see before, which is the side of a bit of a cave, am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
And is this, and be honest with me, you're not going to hurt my feelings. Is this good to look at or bad to look at?
I mean, I'm not thrilled that my parents are in here.
All right,
but
all
it,
right.
It looks... pure aesthetics, it's quite nice. It's a sort of shine and sheen and... There's an intention of, power I enjoy.
Oh, if you like this, Daddy, you're going to be licking those chops soon.
I'm no daddy. I'm a son, baby.
Oh, a son.
Yes.
I find that I'm a bit of a son myself. And a daddy? Who's to say?
You're Flip Cup's daddy.
No, he's Flip Cup's mommy.
Oh, I'm not Flip Cup's daddy. I don't know who Flip Cup is, in fact.
We haven't introduced you?
I don't know if you have or not.
Well, well, well. Meet Flip Cup. Take out Flip
there
Cup.
There isn't time! All right! Now, we need to get inside of my home. But here's the thing. We can't just walk inside, right? Well, it wouldn't. You gotta think of it. I'm the landlord of town. It wouldn't do for everyone to know where I live, right?
Where are my mom and dad?
They're inside. All right, here's how we're gonna get in. I have to say a bit of a spell to Bon Pinasignaro. He is, he's bound by magic. He can't let us in until I do that. You're gonna love this. All okay. Right.
Nervous.
Oh, no need to be. Here we go.
Candyman tempting the thoughts of a sweet tooth tortured by the weight loss. Program cutting the corners loose end, cut, cut. On the fence could not do offend, cut, 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 cut. Take these chances!
And as he says this, the magics that were enchanting the grotto, they quickly blow away and we see what is actually here at the entrance of Scrum's pad. It is a lavish entrance. Marble columns support an enormous bronze statue of Scrum Fabulous. Palm trees, not native to the region, flank the entrance. And Bon Pinasignaro himself is revealed to be no troll at all. In fact, Bon Pinasignaro is a troll with long blonde hair.
Oh.
Cordelia gasps and starts to say something, and then she... recoils back into herself and crosses her arms.
Bon Pinasignaro notices that and looks sadly at the ground. He kicks the sand a little.
Bello runs up to Scrum with a desperate look in his eyes. Tell me, sir, what kind of magic was that?
That's the magic of feeling good.
It was amazing.
I bet it was. You seem the type. And that's all I'll say. All right, follow me. Walk this way. Walk this way. He leads you through the grand stained glass doors. Walks you through a well carpeted hallway. The walls are. This is like finished basement level nice. This is the walls. There's wallpaper everywhere, and all along the walls there are different pictures. Some are black and white, some are in color, but they're all paintings of Scrum Fabulous with different Cordelian celebrities. You can look at them as you walk down the hallway. Right this way, right this
way.
Wait! Yes!
Is this you and Cretus?
Well, not this one that you're pointing to. But this one that I was standing in front of. Yes, that is me and Cretus.
I meant the one behind you. I
oh,
know
you
what
did?
Cretus looks like.
Oh, well, but my mistake.
This is... I can't... I turn to Cordelia. Did I...
Cordelia looks really excited for a second and then remembers how mad she is and, like, sort of huffs and turns back around, realizing how how bad this is for them.
Did I ask you if you know Cretus? Because I usually do.
I don't remember if you did or not, but I'll tell you this. I do know Cretus.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what is he like? Do you think that we get along?
Albie, your parents are here.
Right.
I walk up to Bello. Bello, let her ask.
Yeah, let me ask.
Yeah, let her ask, because I can't wait to answer. Yes, Cretus is a delightful fellow. He's a lot of fun, loves to party, cannot hold his liquor for the life of him, and I had to kick him out of here.
Wait, really?
Yes, I did. He was being a nuisance, the naughty fool.
Wait. This Cretus?
This Cretus. Well, not the one you're pointing to, but the one right behind me.
I'm not talking about the one I'm pointing to. I'm talking about the one behind you.
In my defense, you're pointing all over the place.
Well, there's a lot going on here.
Certainly, I keep a busy hallway and a busier social calendar.
You sure do. Look, are you being serious?
I'm always being serious. Just because I love to have fun and I have a little bit of levity in my life doesn't mean I'm not gravely serious. Cretus was here, and I did kick him out.
How long ago?
Why, 2 years to the day. Oh. This is the 2-year anniversary. It's what we're celebrating, as well as my birthday.
Scrum, did you say that you kicked Cretus out of here 2 years ago?
To the day, my boy. I believe that would put it as 495 was when I kicked Cretus out. Mm. I remember the day because it was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Although, here's the thing that makes it more impressive. Every day is my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. I was born in a litter of tadpoles, right?
Uh-huh.
And I ate all of my brothers and sisters, absorbing their birthdays, meaning day of the year is my birthday.
Wait, does that mean Cretus left 3 days ago?
No, he left 2 years ago to the day.
Okay,
it's just impressive that I can remember.
I was just thinking birthdays once a year.
I fear we've exhausted all the hall has. Why don't we keep walking? All right. And a this way, and a that way, and we're just going in a straight line. He leads you down to the end of a hallway, and at the end of it, it culminates in a massive set of double doors. There are staircases leading off to the left and right. It's a little obscured, though. It seems to be dark, but there are all sorts of flashing, multicolored lights, and really just delightful bossa nova music playing on the other end.
I was going to say that as they were walking through the halls, Albie sort of was falling farther behind, like closer to Cordelia, and just kind of like flexing her hand a little bit as if she wanted her hand to be held because she's getting really nervous about what state her parents might be in.
Scrum grows momentarily gravely serious, and he calls the sisters over, the Null sisters over, and whispers something to them, sending both of them, they split in half, and they walk, they sort of run hurriedly up the side stairs. All right, right this way. And remember, abandon all glumness, ye who enter here. All right, I'm workshopping it. Here we go. He pushes the doors open, and you see a massive chamber just, like, pumping. The music is playing. There is a stage on the far end of this chamber where Tabaxi, that's cat people, folks. They're a band. They're playing the bossa nova music. There are people from all different walks of life here. There's all sorts of different species and races I said species already. There's all sorts of different people here, different ages. They're all dancing. They're all having a delightful time. There is a muscular, shirtless wizard behind the bar who sort of seems to be tending the very well-stocked bar. There are tiny wizards flying all around in the air, casting different illusionary spells of different light quality. They seem to be making it sort of look like a bunch of psychedelic gobos are going. And there are up in cages above everybody, pleasure golems, which are massive headless humanoids covered in mouths, are dancing and writhing suggestively.
Welcome! Trademark it.
This is it. That's right. I put a trademark on them in and out of canon.
Real quick, how do we know that the muscular man behind the bar is a wizard?
He has a big wizard hat and a long white beard.
Also real clear.
And I'm telling you now, I'm not shooting you dirty on this. Like, that means wizard to me.
Yeah, great.
Welcome to Scrum's Pad.
Wow.
Make yourselves at home. I have a little bit of business to attend to, but don't worry. All your questions will be answered in due time.
Where are my parents?
All your questions will be answered in due time. Don't worry, by the way, your parents are safe and having the time of their lives.
Just not in this room.
Not in this big room.
That has a lot of pleasure to offer.
That's right.
That's kind of a relief, honestly.
I'll be honest, I offered the room to your parents, and they chastely refused. I loved it. They edged me on that one.
Oh, so they're like having pleasure in a more chaste room?
Whoa, Bello!
No, he's right, though. They're having pleasure in a more chaste room, in a more chaste fashion. Calling it having pleasure is a bit misleading, but it's the term I'm using.
May I ask, while we're here waiting for you, what do you recommend of the splendors in this room?
Well, you can't go wrong with having a drink. You can't go even wronger with having a dance. And, well, if you have a conversation, you can go wrong with that. There's some real jerks in here.
Bello, I'm going to get you a mimosa.
I don't know if I accept.
As an apology for insulting you?
Yes. Quite a place, isn't it?
Yeah, wow.
Pleasures abound.
Pardon?
Pleasures abound.
Oh, you're not just tooting fancy, because this is actually a very special day. We've had you in here. This is my birthday.
Yeah, you said that several times.
You said every day is your birthday.
That's right, but today is also my birthday. And you know what we do on my birthday, don't you?
No.
How could you? You've never been here before.
Right.
True. On my birthday, we have a little song.
Oh.
Nice.
Do you know when it starts? I'll tell you when. It starts whenever I say it does. Everyone, listen up! My birthday song is about to begin. A large cage is like lowered from the mirrored ceiling.
Ooh.
And it slowly lowers until it is about 15 feet off the ground. And a creature you can't quite place, but it's one of the most beautiful creatures you've ever seen in your life, opens its mouth and begins singing.
You are Scrum, Scrum Fabulous. You're the man who God calls king. You're worth your weight in golden bars, and your weight's no paltry thing. You taught the Pope forgiveness. You lease out wedding rings. You are Scrum, Scrum Fabulous. If it locks, then out you rent it. The weeping widow dried her tears when she became your tenant. World's most beloved landlord, all the words that fill your pennant. You're owed a dime each time a dime brushes against a quarter. Our chief export is elegance, and you're our chief exporter. You are Scrum, Scrum Fabulous. May you outlive a soul. Your heart's as big as a city block. You're a billion meters tall. Soaking valleys populous are proudly in your thrall. You are Scrum. You are Scrum.
Wow, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
What did you think of the song?
It was nice.
Just nice? Well, I'll leave you to it. Have fun, have fun.
He walks away very quickly.
The group turns to the bar, and unseen behind them, the cage is lifted back up into the ceiling.
A beautiful song sung beautifully, but not beautifully enough. Guards, kill her.
Wait, what? No, no, but I sang the song just as you asked.
Yes, but my guest didn't love it.
The hatch that had allowed the cage down in the first place is left closed, crushing the singer inside of the cage.
Oh, no, traitor, no!
She screams beautifully as blood is sprayed all over. Scrum is loving it.
So you're apologizing to me. That's what you're...
Yeah, I'm apologizing. I didn't mean that. No, everyone likes you because you look good. People love you because you look good. I mean, you do look good.
So many reasons.
Didn't even need to put yourself in that one, but there you go. It's what Albie says. You know, everyone likes you for a lot of different reasons too, like me. And I'm sorry.
So we would be friends if I wasn't hot.
Yes, what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's what I'm saying. It's just I love precious things.
All right. Let's have
a
mimosa,
I think a round of mimosas would be wonderful.
Let's have a round of mimosas. Thank you. I'll do it. Okay, we're good. We're good.
So Stir Fry goes to the bar to get two mimosas, not one for not one for your bones, but one for him. And one
okay,
for
great. The wizard bartender, he looks you up and down. He is more ripped than Bello and even more shirtless. He looks you up and down.
My.
Well, what'll it be, Chief?
Out of the frying pan into the fire of hot friends. Hi, I'm Stir Fry. Will you be my friend?
Yes, certainly.
Yay!
What do you want to drink?
Two mimosas, please.
Two mimosas?
That's orange juice and vodka.
I know how to make a mimosa.
I thought
that. And that's not it. That's a screwdriver.
Oh, yes. My mistake. That will be one mimosa and one screwdriver.
What do you think's in a mimosa?
A mimosa?
Yeah.
Is it champagne and orange juice?
No.
Okay, then is it a cranberry juice and a whiskey rye?
Cranberry juice and whiskey rye?
What, I was saying,
in the world of Cordelia, yes, that's what a mimosa is.
Well, I guess I'll take two of that, please.
All right, you want a mimosa and no screwdriver?
I'll take two mimosas instead.
Two mimosas and one screwdriver.
Well, okay, why not?
Yeah, there's no reason. You know how much it costs?
I guess I was assuming things were on the house over here.
That's right, they are.
Hey, this is all right. What's your name?
My name?
Yes.
Wizardly.
Wizardly.
He like sits up on the bar and puts his hand on his chin.
What troubles you?
No. Well, if you
want... No, you got a heavy heart. What's going on?
Well, if you really want to know, I feel like I hurt my friend, but even before that, I feel like I got out of something bad. There was a guy who was just being mean to me all the time, and I gave him whatever he wanted. I tried so hard, but he kept on being mean. And now I'm going to be nice to myself for once.
He throws a towel over his shoulder like Sam Malone. He goes, wow, that's a real rough one. I'm glad you got yourself out of that.
Yeah, the problem is, he's in my group of friends.
He's in your group of friends?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I guess just try my best to show him that I'm better off without him.
Okay, well, I had a problem. Maybe this will help.
Okay.
This is how I solved it.
Yeah.
I used to have a problem. There was this real mean guy in town who would come around and bite me.
Okay.
Oh. Here's the problem, though. He was my best friend.
Now, this is a problem I understand. I'm sorry. What did you do?
Well, ultimately, what I did was I kept being alive while he died.
Oh, well, death is the only kiss that I can say works on me.
Really? That's sad. All sorts of kisses work on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw, what kind of kisses?
Let me show you. He leans in and he like plants one right on your forehead.
Wowee!
See, I knew you were lying.
You're right. I was just trying to be a dark guy. You know how there's dark guys who like love darkness?
Yeah, I know those kind of guys. There's one over there. He like points right next to you at the bar and there is a full on like dark paladin in like also like Vampire Hunter D armor. He's just like sitting at the bar. He like scowls at you.
Trying a little hard, isn't he?
I think he is. That's what I told him. And you know what he did?
What?
He turns around and there's like a huge gaping wound on his back. He caught me!
Oh my goodness. Hey, excuse me, sir. You should apologize to my friend Wizardly. He is not a very big fan of being cut in half by a knife.
No, I didn't say that.
Wait, what?
I said I didn't say that.
Oh, do you like being cut by a big sword or knife?
Not usually, but something about that one just did it for me.
You see, I knew it. All the dark brooding guys get all the glamour.
Bello walks over. Do you need help? I can like heal that.
What?
I can heal that giant wound.
You can?
Yeah, like we all noticed it. A couple people fainted out on the dance floor.
Yeah.
I think you're losing a lot of blood, my man.
Yeah.
Okay, turn around.
Okay.
Bello casts Cure Wounds on Wizardly.
Great, it works.
Great.
Yeah, his wound closes right up, and he looks back at you. Wow, you helped me! I had a big old wound on my back, and you cleared it up for me!
No problem, dude. Now, where's that mimosa?
Oh, yes. One for you, and one for me, and none for you, Mr. DeBonesbury!
Bella takes a drink. Ooh, this has got plenty of whiskey rye.
Can I have a mimosa for me and my best friend Cordelia?
Oh, I didn't see you walk up there!
Yeah, we just came back.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Why none for... I'm across the dance floor. I'm like... What did he say? There is a... Why... And there's a massive tiefling just, like, grinding on you.
Is DeBonesby dancing?
Not really.
You're being danced on right now. A big old tiefling is just, like, going hog wild on you right now.
Excuse me. All right, I'd leave the situation to find out what's going on with these drinks.
Cool. Oh, look. Look, the gang's all here. One, two, three, four, five.
How did you know this was the whole gang?
I don't know. You guys just, you have a vibe about you.
Really?
Hey, is this another bartender that likes to be beat up?
No.
Is that maybe a pattern in this world?
Are you talking about Punish Travis?
You know him?
Yeah, bartenders all know each other.
Hey, wait, you know, sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Wizardly,
I'm Albie.
Okay.
Is your name just Lee and you're a wizard? Or is
no, it's Wizardly.
Okay.
So we were just at the...
Delighted Wife?
We were just at the Delighted Wife and... So, I'm assuming you know Cretus.
Yeah.
But conversation would be much nicer once everyone has a beverage.
What do you want?
I want a mimosa.
All right.
I'm supposed to be getting mimosas. Just looking right at Stir Fry, just like baffled.
Yes, well, maybe Wilson can ask for his own mimosa for once and get his own mimosa when he gets it rather than...
Rye whiskey and cranberry juice.
Yes, I know it's in a mimosa.
Yeah, but sometimes it's helpful for me to repeat it.
Can I have an Irish coffee?
Absolutely you can, which is a coffee with a little Irish in it. He turns around and he just like looks at you while he does this, and there is an Irish human. Get over here, you! What?
No, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Bailey's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You want Bailey?
Kahlua? What's that?
She wants
a
cream liqueur.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a cream liqueur.
Sorry,
he gives you a big, like, stage wink. I know what that means.
Goodness, sir.
What?
Wait, but should we see what it is?
Yeah, okay.
He just goes straight, like he's on an elevator or something. He just, like, lowers straight down, comes right back up holding a big cup of what appears to be a cream liqueur.
Oh, wow. Thank you. This looks lovely.
Take a big sip of that for me.
Oh, God. This is just vibes of bad news, but okay. She smells it. And
how are Bello and Stirfry reacting to this giant glass of milk liquid?
Bello's really more interested in the Irishman.
Okay.
Bello beckons towards him. Were you going to put that guy in the drink?
You talking to me or the guy?
I'm asking the guy.
Yeah.
What?
I'll try that.
Yeah, you want a bit of me?
Yes.
Hey, wait.
What?
Are you okay with a bit of you?
No, I'm not okay with it, but I did me crime. I got to do me time.
Oh, what was your crime?
You don't want to know.
We don't see a lot of Irish in these parts.
Yeah, well, now you do.
Cordelia, gingerly touches her tongue to the liquid.
All right.
And then she takes a big gulp of it.
Roll a d6.
Oh, shit. Four.
Wow, you loved it. Evens are you
I'm
loved
so
it. Odds are it's not for you.
Oh, guys, I love this.
Ooh, can I try?
Yes.
Albie takes a sip.
Can you roll a d6?
Yeah. Six.
You loved it more.
Ooh.
That's good, right?
Can we have two straws?
Absolutely, you can. You can also have your own. They're free.
I want to share.
Okay.
Hey, all right, I'll bite. Bello takes a sip.
Yeah, roll a d6.
I didn't hand it. Okay.
Five.
Not for you. Not for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, Bello, you're wrong. It's so good.
It's so good.
Hey, I'm not wrong. It's just my taste.
Yeah, I want the Irish.
You want the Irish guy?
Yes.
All right, here you go. He just, like, grabs the guy and, like, brings him over to the side of the bar for you. He's like, he's all yours.
Hello, Irish.
Hello.
How do we make a drink out of you?
Well, there's a lot of different answers.
Yes. What's your name?
Excuse me?
What's your name?
Ah, jeez. I don't want to say.
I'm not supposed to be here. I'm going to get in trouble.
It sounds like you're already in trouble.
Yeah, I'm going to get in more trouble.
Albie and Cordelia have their straws and they're sort of off on the side. I'm embarrassed.
About the milk? It's delicious.
No, the milk's great. There's nothing embarrassing about this. I'm just embarrassed about how I yelled at you.
Oh, well, it's okay. I mean, we talked about it. We're just both really stressed and...
Well, yeah, but it's not okay. And I shouldn't have done that. It's a me thing and I'm sorry. And you didn't deserve that. And you have every right to search for a biological family.
Well, thank you for saying that. I mean, I did hate fighting with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's our
longest fight. I hated it a lot.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
Like, I felt pretty sick about it.
It wasn't good. What?
Did you see how Stir Fry is talking to DeBonesby now?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, but also, like, is DeBonesby an okay guy?
Do you think that's the guy that he was talking to me about earlier?
This Wizardly is, like, right in between you guys.
Whoa! Is there a third straw in the cup?
Yeah, he's got a third straw in there. I'm going to roll a d6.
Yes.
Ah, this sucks! I hate this drink, but I gotta know. Do you think that's the guy? He was telling me he's trying to cut a toxic presence out of his life.
Oh, yes, definitely. It definitely is.
Yeah, for sure. Like, there's a really bad power dynamic there. But I kind of think DeBonesby's coming around, which doesn't make up for, you know, past flaws or anything.
Bartender! Bartender!
Yeah, I'm the bartender!
Snapping my bones together.
Yeah, he like, sidles over to you.
This Irish won't tell me how to drink it.
Oh, sure. Here's what you got. You want a straw?
Is that how it's done?
Yeah, for most people.
Yes.
All right, here you go. I'm going to give you this straw. Put it in his mouth.
Okay.
All right, and just drink.
All right.
Don't. No.
All right, you drink. No, you drink and drink. And as you drink, can you roll a D6 for me?
Mm-hmm. 4.
A delicious liquid just comes up out of this guy. You're just drinking out of his mouth, putting it right into yours, and it tastes delicious. And he's just, your eyes are like right next to each other.
Oh,
you're
my
just
goodness.
Looking directly into his eyes.
I like take my mouth off the straw in shock.
I have not experienced a pleasure of such since I've taken this form. And he strokes the Irishman's cheek.
See, he's connecting to people.
Thank you so much for this gift.
Not a fan.
The Irish guy sort of like holds his hand to his face, and the straw has fallen out of his mouth. He puts it back in sort of the side of his mouth. He goes,
"Hey, drink up, laddie."
Hey, thank you.
I'll never run dry.
Just go right for it. Just start chowing down.
This is as close to a religious experience as you've had in the game so far. I cannot describe to you how good this guy tastes.
Food has meant nothing to me for years now.
I can taste again. Thank you, Irish.
The Irish guy, he very like brusquely and sort of casually just like shakes your hand while you drink from his mouth.
I can't believe...
Yes, we are in a relationship.
I can't believe this is the outcome of that setup.
Well, honestly, weird, right?
Yeah. Oh, hey, so Wizardly.
Yeah?
So Cretus was here 2 years ago?
To the day.
Well, punished Travis.
Yeah.
He said that...
You're under no obligation to remember his name. Well, I imagine he made a small impression on you at best.
He was pretty memorable.
Yeah.
But when we were at the Delighted Wife, we found out that Cretus was thrown out there, too.
Yeah, Cretus gets kicked out of a lot of places.
That's pretty legit, though, right?
Is it because he's so powerful?
No.
No? What do you mean, no?
I mean, you know, he would just stay in the bar and drink if he was powerful, you know?
Wait, what?
What?
Like if he could fight back.
No, Bello, I got the gist, but I just don't believe it.
Like if people were intimidated by him.
They have to be intimidated by him. He's Cretus. He's the hero monk. He created the way of the four elements.
Yeah. More, Wizardly, is it like that he calls upon the four elements and then they cause a ruckus? It's too intense?
Yeah, I mean, I know the story's like 40 years ago, sure, but... you know, Cretus 2 years ago. It's a different guy.
No, no, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
Happens to the best of us.
Okay, I just want to...
Not you, Wizardly. You're in tip-top shape.
Thank you so much. I keep my body in excellent condition. Do you want to know how old I am?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you. I'm 19.
Okay.
Oh. I'm 19.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're the same.
Yeah, we are.
The only difference is our bodies, our personalities, and probably a lot of other things. I don't know you that well.
Yeah. No, that's a safe bet.
Hey, Wizardly.
Yeah?
What are the other, like, pleasure rooms in Scrum's pad?
Well, there's one for every sin.
Oh.
Sin?
What sin is this? Dancing?
What? This room? No, this is just the main one.
Oh, the main...
This is the main chamber.
Oh.
And okay. There's different rooms that sort of...
It's like an onboarding chamber.
Yeah, absolutely. Any sin you can think of, there's a room dedicated to it.
What's the room like for envy?
Envy?
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to go in and find out. I've never been inside myself.
I went to...
Because I'm happy with my life.
Good for you.
Thank you so much.
Sir Fry, do you want to go check it out?
Yeah, go do that.
Let's go look.
Yes.
Sir Fry, you have to taste this Irish.
Yes, I sure do. Maybe one day I'll order myself one, Mr. DeBurns.
No, have this one. I'll share it with you.
Oh. Mr. DeBurns.
You should enjoy this.
Take a sip of me.
I'll be
no.
me.
No.
No?
Come, Cordelia. Let's go find a room to be envious
no,
in.
No. It's the best thing I've ever tasted. You should know what it tastes like so that you can try to replicate it. Yes, it's fun. It's exciting.
He's making eye contact to Stir Fry is making eye contact with Cordelia and going
I know. I want him to be doing better.
Yeah. What's going on? I don't understand.
Where's the envy room?
Okay, well, there's if you go over just to the edge of this big room, there's different rooms that sort of split off from there. Not all of them come off of this room, though. I wouldn't be able to tell you where envy is.
Oh.
Do you have...
So are there, like, your classic sins, like the seven, or are there more?
Yeah, we got the seven.
Okay.
We got Wasp Leg here, which is Wrath, Avarice, Sloth, Pride, Lust, Envy, Greed.
Right,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
I thought one of the sins was wasps.
Yeah. That is one.
Oh.
It's a sin to be a wasp. Don't go in that room.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, you don't want to go in there.
Oh. I feel like last would probably be the most fun, but envy, I'm just curious what that would be like.
Wizardly, do you want to come with us?
Well, I would, but I'm tending bar.
Do you get paid?
No.
Then come on.
But I get hurt if I leave.
But you like getting hurt.
No, I don't. I liked getting hurt that one time.
Oh.
I think there was something on that sword.
When's your shift over?
Never.
Bad labor practices.
I don't know what that means, though.
Is it like, do you mean, when you say never, do you mean like you're just in like a crunch period and then like...
No, I mean I never leave. But also, I never get tired and I never age.
Albie's been growing increasingly skeptical as this whole speech is going on, and she kind of looks over to Mr. DeBonesby and then she sidles up to him and she goes, "What is the deal with this place that they're keeping my parents in?"
I don't know yet. Have you tried the Irish?
No.
All should try it.
No, Mr. DeBonesby, I'm asking...
Him.
His...
Bello.
Liquid.
I'm asking if it's, like, under a spell or something.
Oh. You want me to find out?
Yes. Yeah.
This is tough. I don't have the command of my full intricate magics that I once did. I can tell there's a lot of magic going on. You can just see it. I could really only identify one specific thing, and this is loaded. I don't think I can pull off a general vibe.
Bello, yeah.
Yes, Bello.
I know detect magic.
Yes,
okay.
So do I. Look, you could use your eyeballs. There's magic everywhere. Detect it.
But I know it.
Don't waste it.
Oh.
It's here.
Forget it. It was stupid.
No, Bello. I think you should detect magic. I think you should do whatever the fuck you want.
All right, I'm going to cast detect magic.
Yeah, what are you going to cast it on?
The room.
The room?
Yeah.
All right, cool. There is nothing about the room itself that is magic. It is a mundane room, but you can tell just from doing that it is packed to the brim with all sorts of different spells and cantrips, and most of them are just illusionary. But you can tell there are some curses are definitely in place in this place.
using my magical druid powers, I can definitely confirm that there is a lot of magic going on here.
Oh, look. Using my wizardly... I don't have eyeballs. Nope. You won that one. I tried to sass you, and I got sassed myself.
Wizardly, are there any rooms in here that aren't dedicated to a sin?
Oh, of course, there's plenty.
Oh, cool.
But those are Scrum's rooms, and you're not allowed to go in there.
So the only place that people who aren't Scrum can be are sin rooms?
Yeah, or they can leave.
But you can't leave.
Yeah, well, I work here.
Okay. So what room are Albie's parents in?
Well, I don't know. But I know that there's, he keeps prisoners upstairs.
Prisoners?
Well, are they prisoners?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Probably.
I thin sliced you guys. Yeah, I could sort of tell.
Okay, then we should go upstairs.
Okay.
Or the envy room. I don't know. What's
no,
more important
yeah,
to you?
No, yeah, where's the stairs?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's two ways. You could either go out the front door and walk up the stairs, or you could maybe try to, like throw a rope up and, like, climb up to where the pleasure golems are and, like, swing from one of those and break through one of the windows and, like, get into one
Albie's
of the rooms
is already
up that
getting
way.
Out a rope.
That would probably do it.
Bella's already walking up the stairs.
Is that not discouraged in this room?
No, I'm having a good time. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, of course. The basic philosophy.
Albie is, you know, she's formed a lasso.
Okay.
And she is swinging the rope, aiming for one of the pleasure golems.
Can you roll a dex? Bit.
Yes. 21.
Whoa, all right.
Yeah.
It lassos around the pleasure golem's like bicep.
Uh-huh.
It's a really buff thing. But it's covered in mouths, and the mouths on its arm just start like kissing the rope, which is like lassoed around its head. And it sort of flexes and pulls up, and everybody like cheers. Like several like flying wizards like all shine lights on it. And it, like, it has a rope around its arm, and it's, like, it's incorporating it into the dance now.
Okay, so I'm gonna climb up it.
Sure.
Okay.
It does, okay, it's not the easiest climb you've ever had in your life, but yeah,
okay.
You can get up there. So you're now on the edge of this cage. It's probably about 20, 25 feet off the ground.
Okay. there should be a window in my line of sight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna try and this is on like a swinging platform or
no? This is like on a chain hanging from the ceiling, and it's like a cage.
Okay. Cool. So
and you're on the outside of the cage, and the pleasure golem is on the inside of the cage, dancing and blowing kisses at you with its entire body.
If Albie like kind of pushes her weight forward and backwards, does the cage swing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It has a lot of give and would definitely be able to do that.
Okay, so I start swinging the cage to get some momentum.
Great. Can you just do a strength roll for me here?
Yeah. 21 again.
Great. All right. Yeah, this is fantastic. You really get that thing swinging now. Everyone is cheering. The pleasure golem on the inside is like, it is on, it is like holding the edges of the cage and just like really going for it.
Cool. And it's Albie is like Albie is feeling like weirdly turned on by this, but she's like, not now. And then she
I don't think it's weird. That's the point of a pleasure golem. Yeah.
She leaps towards the window as the cage reaches like the highest point of its arc.
Okay, great. This is going to be another. I'm going to do an acrobatics check.
This will be the one I fail watch.
Well, we'll see what happens.
It is a critical fail.
Wow.
Cool. Okay. You go to swing and like release at the very crest, but the pleasure golem grabs you by the ankle and holds on to you and sort of drags you back as it swings the other way, and it sort of just like uses the momentum to throw you in the other direction at a totally different window through it, and you roll, and you are now in a what appears to be a sort of a sleazily decorated like hotel room.
Okay.
A very tall and like impeccably dressed elf turns around in the middle of undress and like shrieks at you.
Oh, hi. Sorry.
I'm having an affair.
Well.
Albie mutters dibs under her breath to nobody.
Carly.
Allie.
Tell me everything you know about Patreon.
Everything I know about Patreon. Okay. It's an online platform. We're on it and we use it to give people cool stuff that you don't just get from listening to the podcast. What podcast? Rude Tales of Magic.
That's what I want to hear. Yes. So we're on Patreon. If you become a patron, other people who are listening, you're going to get all kinds of cool shit. This is a really great clubhouse and you want to be a part of it.
That's true. Speaking of clubhouse, I mean, one of the perks that I think you get at every level of patronage is you get to join our Discord, which is how you say Discord with an Irish accent.
Discord. Oh, you got to join the Discord.
I think we're good, right? That's
it. Yeah, settled. That's the only thing you get. And also, do you get it at every level?
I think so.
What about the $1 people?
$1 people don't.
Turn us up.
Turn us up.
Every time we do a bad take, you have to turn us louder.
The problem is we're not loud enough. I can still hear my own thoughts. Oh, hi. Sorry.
I'm having...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
An affair!
Well. Albie mutters dibs under her breath to nobody.
With me?
Sorry, you weren't supposed to hear that. I'm looking.
There's only the two of us in here.
Oh boy. Oh my gosh. Albie sits
down. I came here to have an affair and was stood up.
What a fool.
Albie, me?
No, the person who stood you up. I can't believe I'm talking about this out loud.
It was my life stream to have an affair.
Sorry, you're...
I was born married.
Wow.
Don't dwell on it.
Sorry, I just... Wow.
It's fine. This was my one chance.
This is going to really kill the mood, but I'm looking for my parents.
You're not wrong. She sort of like sits down in the bed and she pulls out a cigarette. Okay. They look like you?
Yeah. Yes. They're both fawns.
I might have seen some parents, some fawn looking parents in here.
Do you know where?
Yeah, down the hall. I don't know which door.
Okay.
One of the ones going to be probably on the right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Albie starts to leave the room, and then she, like, kind of awkwardly, quickly leans in to, like, kiss her on the mouth, and then, like, realizes that she's mortified and stops and then runs out the door.
An affair. Not quite. Cordelia, when you see Albie thrown,
yes.
What do you do?
Okay, so I'm going to run out. Outside to the stairs, mm-hmm. and run up the stairs and get to the window that Albie was tossed through.
Okay, great. So you're going to be mostly guessing because there's a lot of windows around this sort of circular chamber, all that lead to rooms. So you just run up the stairs and you're going to be, I'm actually going to have you roll a d20.
Four.
That means you go in the fourth door.
Okay.
So you're going to open the door and
bust in the door, like very
You bust in the door.
Yeah.
And you see a mermaid.
Yes, excellent.
Who is on a bed and the opposite
opposite of a mermaid, which is the lower body of a human, yeah. upper body of just like a trout.
And to myself, I say, dibs on both.
They both look at you, and the mermaid shrieks, and the trout says, "Can I help you?"
So I was looking for my friend. Did you see a fawn run through?
There are no friends here. Oh. We're settling a dispute.
What dispute?
Can you not guess?
No.
Then don't. Okay. Leave us.
Okay. Is there another room in here, or do I just walk back
you
out?
You gotta walk out of
okay,
this
out.
One. Yeah.
All right. Can I try another room?
Yeah, go for it. You bust into the ninth room, and there is a halfling just covered in ants screaming like, "Ah! Every bite! I feel everything!"
No, I just immediately leave and shut the door.
No, but I like it! All right, roll again.
18.
That's the Albie room.
Yay!
You bust in to see Albie has already run out, however. Mm-hmm. You bust in to see an elf smoking, sitting on the bed, looking sadly. She looks up hopefully at you.
And I go to call dibs, and I realize, like, I feel like I'm not the first. I'm not going to call. Dibs have been placed. Okay, hey.
I'm having an affair.
Oh, I'm so sorry to interrupt. I look around.
You've interrupted nothing. I was stood up.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
That's the worst.
It is. My one chance at having an affair.
Oh, you can have, there's going to be tons of chances.
You don't know my life.
Oh, you're right.
Thanks for getting it.
Yeah. Did you see a fawn run through here?
Yes, I did. She was looking for two fawns. Yeah. Older.
Her parents?
Yes, that's the word.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Did she go that way?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going
to
go.
She points to the way that she went.
Just as she points, Bello down on the main room casts jump on himself and leaps up to the window.
Okay, great. As Cordelia is leaving, you bust through this room and this elf looks at you with hope in her eyes. She has like the cigarette in her fingers.
Oh.
I'm having an affair?
Not with me. Bello, not with me. This
Cordelia.
Is so weird. No, it's
you know each other?
Yes.
Yeah. We're friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm, as I said, having an affair.
Okay, we're going to go. Yeah. Bello, Albie went this way.
You're both going to go.
I just.
Well, I don't
you
know.
You need him for whatever this is.
No, yeah, sorry. He's taken. So
is
let's
he?
Go.
What?
Yeah.
He's taken. Let's settle this now. I need my affair.
I think you're entitled to your affair, but Bello,
what do you mean I'm taken?
No, we just gotta go.
Okay.
So Stirfry has also been climbing up to get to the window.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm gonna roll
an acrobatics check.
An acrobatics, yeah, sure. So yeah, I got a one.
So you start crawling up the wall, and after about 10, 15 seconds, you realize that's no wall at all, baby. You're crawling up the back of a Goliath who turns around and looks at you.
Can I help you?
I thought you were a wall with a window.
I get that all the time. It's because of this hole in the back of my head.
That's the one. That's the one. I thought it was a window.
Touch my brain.
Okay.
I lick my little feathery finger, and I touch the brain.
Ah! My childhood dog! I can't believe you did it! They
run away. Now I'm running like a horse. This is fun! Ding!
Ah, my dad!
Great. So that's what Stir Fry's up to. Now we flash back to the elf room.
Okay. Look. I'm best of luck with your affair. I think more people are going to be coming through. Bella, we.
So
just
you're not having the affair.
No. Yeah, this is not my affair.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's my affair.
Yes. Can we, Bella? We gotta go, right?
Yeah,
we're here for
Albie. Sorry, I'm just really confused. Are you saying that you called dibs on me?
No. Oh my god. No offense. You are beautiful, but
thanks.
I feel like our chemistry is pretty flat.
Great. That's what I thought too.
Awesome. Yeah. That's cool, yeah. Right? That's actually a really good place to
well,
be with somebody.
Well, then you're free, and you're not spoken for at all.
No. But
and
it's...
you're free for an affair if you'll have me.
Do you know what an affair is?
Yes. It's when a married person. Goes with another.
Are you married?
Yes, I was born married.
Oh, right. Okay.
Born married.
Yeah, don't dwell on it.
We have to go. I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's right.
Come on. Maybe, one affair?
Maybe later.
Quick one? A quick affair.
I grab Bella's arm and we like run for the door.
Okay, great. She looks at the camera like Jim Halpert. She just can't have that affair. All right, so if you guys are all out in the hallway, then you're gonna see Albie, who ran out and is running up and down the hallway.
Jesus, B.
Hey, Cord.
This is what I was so upset about.
Hey,
no,
Al.
We're better.
You move before you think. Oh,
Hey,
I'll go.
No, what? Why?
I just wanted. I need to go deal with a halfling covered in ants.
What? No, I want you here when I find my parents.
And Frederick took the stairs.
Come on.
Frederick, just casually, he just walks up through the hallway.
Are we picking another door?
Yes, yes.
We should all try a different door. That'll speed it up.
Okay.
Okay, cool. This next sequence, like Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees plays as you guys just run in and out of doors like a Scooby-Doo episode. Obviously, we're not going to actually play it, but... This next sequence, as you guys just run in and out of doors, one to the other, sometimes you're chasing each other, sometimes there's the Harlem Globetrotters dressed as ghosts are chasing you guys, always just going back and forth, always in different...
just under sheets.
I'm mixing a few different episodes up in my head. You guys run back and forth, and finally, there's all sorts of hilarious combinations of people going back and forth until finally you run into one room and the music cuts out. This room is just like all the others. However, there are two people inside of it who are very familiar to Albie. Two middle-aged fawns covered in gray hair look at Albie. One with heavy eyebrows, a gut he's been trying to lose for a decade and thinning fur around the top of his head. The other with a face full of worry lines and shoulder-length wavy hair. These are her parents. Her father's face is luminous with joy, but is completely silent, overcome with emotion. Her mother stands off to the side in silent disbelief, smiling for what looks to be the first time in weeks. Without thinking, Albie rushes over to her father and grabs him in an athletic bear hug. Not even thinking about what she's doing, she lifts him up over her head, overcome with joy and emotion. He melts in her arms and begins hugging her back. Her mother approaches. Albie.
Yeah.
You're alive.
Yeah. I was so scared. I saw the house. I saw everyone was gone.
I knew it. I knew you were alive.
You
everyone
did?
Said you were dead, but I knew you were. Your dad said you were dead. I did. I thought you were dead. I'm sorry. I'm glad you're alive. I'm very glad you're alive.
I'm so glad, Mom. Dad, some really horrible things have happened. I was just so scared. I just had to find you, but...
Well, you found us. We're doing good. This big frog guy has got us in a bedroom.
Yeah, why did he take you?
Well, because we wouldn't sell the house.
Because he wouldn't sell the house.
Yeah, he wanted to buy the house. I said, I'm never going to sell this house, you know. I love this house. It's a house to raise a family
in,
you know?
It's a great house.
Yeah, so I said, I'm not gonna sell the house. And he said, you know, all right, okay. Then we're going to have to come to another arrangement. And I thought he was going to offer us more money. At a certain point, you know, I would say yes to the money. But...
Dad.
What? I'm just saying, you know, money's money. Look, it's... I'm not...
What are we going to do with money?
I just, you know, it's not free to raise, I believe, 24 kids at last count.
Dad, we're just... There's 11 of us. There's 11 of us. Dad,
11 of you. 11, yes.
Casper,
I was thinking it was more than twice as many of you.
Casper... Something really bad happened to Casper.
What's he in trouble? The girl trouble?
Albie's just looking around, hoping maybe someone else can tell them, or that she doesn't have to.
Depends if he's pulling on his collar dramatically. Just kind of back, staying in the back of the...
Mr. and Mrs. Don, he was killed.
We couldn't save him.
He was what?
We couldn't save him. There was a monster. He was... We tried to outrun him, and...
Wait, hold on. He was killed? Mm-hmm. Where? When? What are you talking about?
We were running from this monster in the teenage woods.
By your house.
And we thought we had outrun him, and we had stopped for a second, and then Casper was just... He was ripped apart, but the good news is that I'm going to become a monk of the four elements, and I had this dream, and in
now,
the dream...
Now, hold on. He was killed by a mom. He was ripped apart. Your mom is just completely silent, and she's, like, looking at you oddly. He was ripped apart?
Yeah, yes.
So he's dead?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. I had this dream that said that he
Albie,
wasn't.
He's not dead.
What do you mean?
He's not. I know he's not dead. You weren't dead. I know he's not dead. He's just not dead. I know when my kids are dead.
Well, okay. I'm so, honestly sorry.
Honey, your dad turns to honey. I think we need to consider that this might be a real. That this might not be like a joke. This might
well,
be
but
a real,
my it's not a joke. But my dream.
I would never. I'm not accusing you of making a joke. You understand? I just. He was ripped apart.
I saw it. It was terrible.
Well, we haven't seen you for 2 years. You were dead, by the way.
I know, it's so strange because it feels like it wasn't that long ago since I saw you. But that's what Casper said, too, when I saw him.
No, 2 years ago, we... And then your mom sort of, like, she holds a finger up. She goes, this is it. This is what I was talking about. This is what I was saying. 2 years ago, what happened? Why did she die? Why is she dead? This doesn't... Wasn't... And see? So here she is. 2 years ago, everyone suddenly said you were dead, and that didn't make any sense to me, right?
Right. It doesn't make sense to me either.
And here you are alive, and now you're telling me Casper's dead. That doesn't make sense to me either.
But
well,
we saw it happen.
But
what did you see happen, specifically?
So there's a demon.
Right.
And he touched Casper, and he did. He like, absorbed Casper.
So Casper's in it.
Well, he, like, sort of turned inside out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. But you saw him...
We saw his body.
I'm sorry. I don't buy it.
You don't buy that I saw it?
I buy that you saw it. I don't buy that that's dead.
I think this is fascinating.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Hello, my name is Sir Frederick de Bonesby, and I am very intrigued by the fact that you seem to be the one person who has been immune to whatever sort of strange illusion or time magic or dimension hopping we've been through the sense of you knowing that your children are alive, despite all other witnesses seeing otherwise.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Immune to infernal magic or something?
I don't... What?
Are you immune to infernal magic?
I don't know the magics. I'm sorry. I don't mess with that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't really...
Do the words Polaris University mean anything to you?
I don't know what that is.
Mm. Mom, that's the school that... That's how I know Cordelia.
Not quite the full theory that I had in mind.
Yeah.
Wait a second. How do we know Cordelia? She's like, now she's like in your dad's face. See, this is what I'm talking about. Who is this? Why do we know her?
This is my friend, Ward.
When did we... I'm talking to your... I'm sorry. I'm so good to see you.
I love you too.
When did we meet her?
During parents' weekend.
What is that?
It was...
This is what I'm saying. Alfred. Why do we know this... I want to say bear? I'm so sorry.
Oh, Mom.
A gorilla?
Mom.
Oh, my God.
I don't have...
She's a Sasquatch. Okay.
I'm a little older. I'm sorry. What is the word?
Sasquatch.
No, I'm a Sasquatch.
Okay. I don't know what
Nobody's
that is.
Ever met
Why
them.
Do I know you?
Because I'm your daughter's best friend.
Mom. When did you meet her?
We met, like, the first day of freshman year.
How many years ago?
2.
So she should have been dead. Why do we know this person that you met after you died? See, this is what I'm saying. This is why it doesn't add up. This is things. There's little things that I notice that don't make any sense.
No, you're right. It doesn't make any sense. Mr. De Bonesby, can you make any sense of it?
Only my previous observations.
I'm so sorry. Who are you? And I'm not to be rude. You're
skeleton.
No skin, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is that embarrassing? I'm sorry.
No,
what do I call him?
I don't know what I wanted you to say. It's fine.
He's a lich.
A
no,
lich?
I'm actually not.
He's not a lich.
Not. If I was, I would not be here.
He'd love it.
Tell you what.
And who are... So you're... I'm sorry, your name...
Mom, this is...
Frederick.
Mr.
Frederick.
DeBonesby, and this is my... this is...
Hi, Mrs. Don. I'm Belothion, but my friends call me Bello.
Well, then I'll call you... You seem okay? I'll call you Bello?
Cool.
She looks at Albie, and she, like...
Albie
gives a little blushes. Nod.
Albie's pulls her turtleneck over her face.
Don't do that. You have a nice face. Oh, show
it.
We want to see the face.
Okay.
Why would you hide your face? It's half my face, so that's a little, you know, with your mother.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Well,
you know
it
that.
Comes off, you know, it just so you know.
Okay, fine. It's a beautiful face.
This is Alfred. This is what I'm talking about. Little things don't add up. Our daughter is alive, which I told you.
Can you see this? And then Cordelia casts a minor illusion using infernal magic. It's just going to be like a little flame illusion.
Oh my God, put that out. Put that out. She like stamps it.
Okay.
We're inside. What are you doing?
No, it was fake. It was an illusion. I was just curious if a certain type of magic was something that you were not capable of experiencing, which might be why
I
you
I don't do
have
the magic if I can help
Mom,
it. It's
never
dangerous.
Was really interested in any of that stuff.
You know, and then Alfred sort of leans on, he puts a leg up on the bed. He goes, I actually did a little bit of magic back in
power.
No, I did a little bit of magic.
This
I was
from outside the door. You can hear the stir fry saying, let's just let this be what it was, something amazing. But I can't commit to you. You're married, for goodness sake.
I was born married.
I've got a child, for goodness sake.
But it's fine. So what?
You want to take care of Flip Cup?
No, we can run away, just the two of us.
Stir Fry, get in here.
One second. I'm not like you. I've got responsibilities, and I have to stick by them.
Oh, I will never forget you.
And I will never forget you. Give me one more puff of that cigarette.
Yes, here you go.
And then we do the kiss and the smoke comes out. You know, yeah. Be in here.
Wait, before you go.
Yes?
What was your name?
My name? It's Stir Fry, bitch.
Excuse me?
Whoa!
You want to do that again?
That's just...
She shoots you in the head. What the fuck, bitch?
All right. Okay.
But wait, before you go.
Yes?
What was your name?
Stir Fry. And this is my friend Flip Cup.
Okay, well, I had a good time.
Me too. Take your cigarette back. You should stop smoking. It's bad for your health.
What is it about him? I don't know. She walks away just confusedly.
And then he can hear what's going on, so he finds the right door pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone! Where'd you all... Oh, hello there! You must be Albie's parents!
Mom, Dad, this is my friend Stir Fry.
Who's this guy?
He's
this guy's funny. I like him.
Thank you.
He's a funny guy.
Thank you. My name is Stir Fry.
You got jokes? Do you do jokes?
Oh, Dad, come on.
No, okay, I got some jokes, because I got a joke or two.
Oh, don't tell your jokes.
I won't tell him in mixed company.
Yeah,
but I got,
you're in mixed
you
company.
You like him. Wait till you see Flip Cup.
Oh, check this guy out. Hoo-hoo, he's my little friend. I toss Flip up in the air. You can throw him up and down. You can catch him. You can turn him upside down. And you turn him right side up again. And look at him fly. Hey!
Flip Cup just sort of like flutters to the ground. I love it. Oh my God. This guy's funny. This is a funny guy.
Your daddy's cool. I like him.
People aren't funny anymore.
I agree.
What?
What?
Dad, can we focus up, please?
I'm sorry.
You gotta
stop
with that. People aren't funny anymore.
They're just not.
It really dates you.
They're just not. I don't get it. I don't know.
No, yeah. I get it. People want to be all like. People all want to be serious.
Stir
about
Fry,
this
is serious.
Ew, I'm sorry.
So, Albie, this is what I'm saying. This, you're alive. I'm telling you, Casper is alive. I would know.
But where do you think he is? I mean, we watched him get ripped apart. Where could he be?
I don't know. Wherever he is,
plane?
He's ripped apart and alive.
Mom, do you believe I have the power to find him and save him?
Sweetie, you know, you could do a lot of things.
Right.
You
like
could
I can
do anything
save
you
Casper.
Put your, if you put your mind to it, I think we should maybe call a professional. We should call
a professional?
As you say that, there is all sorts of very loud commotion coming from outside the window looking down into the chamber.
Do we look down?
It's up to you. I'm just letting you know there's a lot of... sudden noise coming from down there.
I want to check out that commotion going down in the chamber.
Something's happening, yes. I too want to see what's happening.
Okay, be careful.
I was just going to peek out I'm just gonna look at the window.
Okay, cool. You guys like Marx Brothers up the window?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, all your little heads poke up through the window.
Boop, boop, boop.
And you see, looking down at the chamber, you see what looks to be a warrior of some sort. There's no other way to put it. They are in heavy armor, heavy steel-plated armor. They have a massive, I'm talking fucking anime-sized sword on the back of them, and they are holding up a troll's head, severed head, by its long blonde hair.
Oh my gosh, it's penis!
Bon penis and yarrow.
That was the only one who learned the name.
We learned part of it.
They people have scattered. The hero, this figure, throws the head down to the ground. People scatter, and looks out and takes his helm off. Hot guy.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, this is a really, like, this is a classically handsome human who looks around and surveys the room.
Bring me Scrum Fabulous.
Whoa.
I said now! People start scattering and running in all sorts of different directions.
Is this a good diversion for us to get out of here?
Ooh.
Albie's dad looks out there. Goes, oh, boy. That's going to be a big one.
What do you mean?
It's going to be a big scrap.
Yeah, I think we should get you guys out of here.
Yes, you're like prisoners? Is that right?
Yeah, we can't leave.
This sounds like a wonderful time to change those circumstances.
Well, that's the thing, though, because you look here, and he pulls his like pant leg up, and his lower leg is like pretty badly burned.
Ooh. Dad!
Ah, it's okay. But, you know, I tried to leave.
But did the chain do that to you?
Burns to leave. Which he did warn us about.
Okay.
And your mom just sort of like, she sadly shakes her head. Well, she warned us like four times.
Perhaps before the handsome warrior destroys your captor, maybe make sure that the curses are removed first and we should go speak to him?
Oh, that's a good point. Okay.
Do curses outlive their creators?
Curses can do anything.
Wow. Oh. Awful.
Love a good curse.
I don't want to leave my parents, though.
All right, I'll go do it.
Great,
okay,
thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, great. I'll go talk to him. Hold on.
Frederick, so you you walk out. There's no harm to you as you walk out of this room into the hallway. Where are you? Where
just
are you
walking
now?
Very confidently.
Yeah. You do the keep on trucking.
Like, yeah, like I've lived in this house for a week already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which direction? Are you heading down back into the chamber to look for Scrum? Or
going to talk to the hero.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Cool. So you walk down the stairs and you walk through the double sort of mucusy doors. People are scattered and it's pretty tense in there.
Just marching right through the fray.
Cool. The hero he's brandishing his sword. He goes, "Where are you, Scrum? Or are you chicken?"
Excuse me.
Who the hell are you?
Hello, my name is Sir Frederick de Bonesby.
What's that mean to me?
Probably nothing.
Yeah.
That's fine. You asked my name. Anyway.
What do you want? You got Scrum for me?
No.
Then you don't mean shit to me, pal. Sorry.
All right. Friends of ours, parents are prisoners of Scrum.
Okay.
Under a curse. And I'm assuming you plan on killing Scrum.
Yeah.
Could we make sure that any of the curses of his various prisoners are released before you
do that?
Sorry,
you got a favor to ask me before I kill Scrum Fabulous?
You didn't want
to... What else do you want me to do? You want me to wipe your ass for you? People sort of, like, laugh. He, like, puts his hands up and people laugh at that.
Yes. From the window.
No. I just assumed you're a typical hero type, and you're in it for the glory and the freeing of the... prisoners and stuff.
No, this is personal. This is between me and Scrum.
Oh, all right.
So unless you got Scrum for me,
mm-hmm.
Don't bother.
All right. And very well. And he starts to walk away just a little bit. And he says, like, we need to find Scrum first before he does. Then kind of jogs back up the stairs.
As you say that, the doors to the lust room open wide, and Scrum emerges, soaking wet, with a little paper crown on the top of his head.
I heard somebody's looking for Scrum Fabulous.
Oh no!
The hero looks up and goes,
Scrum, you've met your match. It's your final day. Do you have any last words?
Scrum laughs at this, and he tries to get everybody laughing as well. They're just like sort of charisma-ing, trying to get everybody to like laugh on their side. He goes,
yeah, I've got a last word for you. How about this one? Fuck off, you little bitch.
Everybody laughs.
Whoa!
At that, the hero draws his sword. And as he does, Scrum sort of like, he looks over to the side, sort of like, Frederick, as you're looking, the hero is in between you and Scrum sort of like pokes his head mm-hmm. around the side and looks right at you, Frederick.
Are you there?
Yes.
We actually didn't get a ton of time to talk through what I need from you guys, so I'm going to have to make this really quick, all right?
Okay.
Can you be a little messenger boy for me?
Sure.
You can be a big messenger boy, whatever you want to call
Much
it.
Much better, thank
there
you.
There we go. I love it. I love it. Okay, so I need you guys to about 40 miles to the north of here. There's a keep.
Yes.
And I've been having some trouble with some bandits who keep raiding it. It's one of my many properties. Could you just go take care of the bandits, come back with the head of their leader, and Albie's parents will be released?
And you're very confident you're going to survive this encounter?
I wouldn't worry.
Okay. I mean, it's your house. You probably know things that this guy doesn't.
Do you need the name of the keep? And I'm going to tell you this, you do.
Oh, sure. I just assumed it would be the one 40 miles north of here.
Well, there's a few different keeps, you know.
Oh, okay. What's it called?
It's called Scrum North.
Uh-huh.
Scrum, you got that?
Scrum North, yes.
As he is doing this, by the way, the hero has just begun to charge him with the broadsword. Scrum... Nobody, why would you have known this about him? He rolls a nat 20 for dex and just like effortlessly dodges out of this guy's way. It's almost like a ballroom dance move. Scrum is not taking this guy seriously whatsoever. He says,
all right, so Scrum North is the name of the keep.
Yes.
Bandits have been raiding it.
Yes.
It's, it's near and dear to my heart. You kill those bandits, come back here with their head, and this little trifle with Albie's family is all forgiven.
Bandit leader's head.
Bandit leader's head.
Scrum North,
bandit leader's head. Come back.
Come back, of course.
You've got, let's say, 2 weeks.
Oh, that's very generous.
You think it's 1 week. You've got 1 week. You talked me down, buddy. You've got 1 week to come back here with the head of the bandits.
Okay.
All right.
1 week's still probably pretty good. Just muttering.
Cool.
Turns around and walks back.
Best of luck! He does a backflip over the hero who is charging him. The hero swings at him with his sword. This fight fucking rules, but you're not looking at it. You're walking out. I have a feeling you couldn't care less, in fact.
No, he impressed me. I don't need to see more.
Yeah, all right. You got what you need, so you can head back to them, or it's up to you what you want to do now.
Yeah, going back up to the room.
Cool.
Could Albie and her parents be cheering... watching the fight.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys are having a grand old time.
Okay.
So Frederick walks back in and he sees them all looking out the window. Like, oh, so you all saw all that?
Yep.
Yeah. So you know what we need to do?
Look at this fight!
I couldn't hear anything.
Could have used 2 weeks.
To what?
doesn't matter, but the journey...
Oh, so you could hear.
Yeah. Oh, wait, could I hear?
Yeah, you established that.
Hell
you could.
Yeah,
it's up to
I
you.
Could hear. You were yelling in a room.
Anyway, yes, Albira.
Yeah, wow, not even my parents call me that.
I've cut a deal for you.
Thank you.
Certainly.
I look over at Stir Fry.
We're going to have to go
like,
murder
whoa.
Some... We're going to have to go murder some bandits and bring back proof of their demise, and the Dawn family will be freed.
Wait, I just found them. I don't want to leave them here.
All right, then we'll go do it. You stay with them.
Albie, I just learned today that sometimes you must leave the person you love to get off.
Are you talking about the affair woman?
Well, I'm sorry. That's good. That's what I'm talking about. That's funny. That's
Dad,
a funny guy.
Just...
He does little voices, and he's just got a way about
Mr.
it. I think it's
Don,
funny.
Pink.
What?
Come on.
What? Can I not think a guy's funny?
Yeah, why can't you think a guy's funny?
I gotta know what I can and can't do.
No,
I'm sorry.
Come on, guys. He's a little funny.
He's goofy.
He's funny.
He's fun. That's just different ways of saying
I mean,
funny.
Like, other people in the room are funny. Like, do you think, like, I don't know. Do you think Bello's funny?
Bello?
Hey.
That's a hot ticket right there, but that's not a funny guy. I'm sorry. Do you think you're a funny guy?
I don't know. I mean, we haven't, like, hung out yet, so, like, you know, I don't think you have enough to judge.
I think that's the thing, though. I can just tell. I tell you, in a different life, but, you know, whatever.
Huh?
Dad wanted to be a stand-up comedian.
I could have done it.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I believe it.
Yeah. But I don't think you have it. That's okay, though. I don't think you need it. I don't know if you've ever seen a mirror, but Jesus.
Dad!
What? Can I not say? What can I say and not say?
That's I don't true. Know.
I'm
I
sorry.
I don't know anymore.
Can't call a hot guy hot.
Dad!
You didn't mind the bear thing. That's why I don't know what anyone thinks.
Well, that's what like 90% of people say.
Look at what your daughter thinks.
What do you think?
I think stop saying these things in front of my friends.
Hey, well, here's what I think.
Yeah.
Good luck with the bandits. I was really good to see you.
You have to stay alive.
We're not going anywhere. We're fine.
Okay. Albie hugs them really tight.
Yeah, they hug you back. They love you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to come back. We're going to save you. And then we're going to save Casper. We're not hiring someone.
Your mom does the sort of the hand thing of like, hey, Maso Menos. Like,
hey,
maybe.
Albie, we've all learned a lot. We can handle ourselves.
Albie gives her darts to mm-hmm. her parents in case you need it. If you have to defend yourselves, you should.
Your mom looks at you. Beatrix looks at you. Oh, thank you. These are darts.
They're serious weapons.
No, I know, and I thank you for giving them to us.
Okay, good.
You need them?
You use them.
Do you need them?
No, Mom.
Okay, hold on 1 second before you go. You guys, could you walk out for a second? Just give us the room.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course.
She pulls out 20 copper. You need
Mom.
You need 20 copper.
How did you get here with money?
What do you mean?
They didn't frisk you?
No, they didn't frisk us.
Well, thank goodness.
We're basically guests.
Okay. That makes me feel a little bit better.
Just take 20 copper.
Will it make you happy?
It would make me feel much better.
I will take that. Thank you very much. I fold it up and I put it in my pouch.
Your dad stops you as you walk out. you good for money? Do you need anything?
Mom gave me some money.
How much she give you?
20 copper.
20 copper?
Yeah.
Beatrix, Jesus. Okay.
Dad!
Oh, no, you're good for money then, okay.
All right, Dad, I love you.
Yeah,
Mom,
I love you too.
I'm going to come back for you.
We will be here waiting for you. We love you very much.
Okay.
And the last thing I'm going to say to you, tell that bird he's so funny.
I'm not saying that.
Come on.
All right,
tell him when he comes back.
All right.
All right, you leave, and as you you walk out, you see the all of the rooms, the doors are open, and people are beginning to pour out, and they're running down the hallway. They're all sort of running towards the stairs. It's up to you guys what you want to do.
Cordelia's going to get down the stairs and try and get to the head of, Bon Penis something?
Yeah.
Bon Penis and Yarrow.
Bon Penis and Yarrow. Yeah.
Bon Penis and Yarrow. Can she get to this... The head?
It is chaos. You can try to do it, but there is a straight up lion running around in circles.
We should leave.
Do you want me to? Well,
let's just go.
Do you want me to roll
there
for
are
something?
Plenty of. There are some other dead bodies.
Those
if I'm picking up what
bodies.
You're putting down, yeah,
yeah. All right. Whoever I see, whatever corpses.
Okay.
I am so lucky as to run into on the way out. I'm going to coin their eyes.
Okay, cool. You're just sort of throwing coins down and you see, unfortunately, one of the pairs of eyes is Wizardly's.
Oh, no!
Looks up at you, deadly.
And, so on his eyes, I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm going to put two sets of coins, hoping it gives him, like, an extra discount on, like, a burger or something.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You do that, and as you do that, time sort of freezes. For a second, and Wizardly's like body sort of shakes, and he like takes the coins off.
Oh, you're not dead.
No, he's dead.
Oh my god, Cheddar.
Yeah, what are you doing with the double coins thing?
Oh shit! Well, you didn't tell
me. You fucking cut it out of my. That's out of my pocket.
Yeah, well, he was a good guy.
He was a good guy. Oh, I'm sure he was a great guy.
I'm telling you, good guys are gonna be loyal customers.
Loyal customers?
How have you been?
Well, I've been fine. I'm having a good time.
Yeah,
but what's up?
I feel like I really got on your case last time.
Nah, it's fine. It was, you know, just no skin off my nose or his nose.
Well, how are those kids?
What about them?
In the diner.
I don't know. They probably left by now.
Well, yeah.
Now they're just in hell. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. They didn't come back.
I mean, look, do you imagine they're in hell? It's not great, is the answer.
True, but if you're running a good diner, they'd be repeat customers.
I expect to see them. Have you given me notes on this for real?
I don't know.
Okay. Don't double dip again.
We're in this together.
We are in this together.
I'm an employee.
And that means that you can't give double deals to people.
Well, I didn't... Not even good people?
Wizardly is, like, standing up now, and like,
how
everything,
did
else
die?
Is, everything else is frozen. Like, what? You want me to ask how this guy died?
Well, I'm just curious if you have a wound that's, like...
I can check his memories.
Yeah.
I can do the surface-level memories.
Yeah.
He died of a broken heart. What the fuck?
What?
I don't know.
Can you tell who?
That's all I'm getting. Who's? What do you want from
me? I just
me?
Mean, like, can you tell
I literally
who
let the burger on the grill, and it's...
No, it's okay. Time freezes.
Not here it does, not in hell.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, but listen, it's worth the burnt burger. Who was he focused on?
Who was he focused on?
Well, his heart broke. Who broke his heart right before he died?
He was supposed to have an affair. I don't know.
Was it the vampire?
I don't know. What are you doing?
I think I know who it was.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, I came here to say don't double dip with the coins, and now there's an affair going on. I don't care.
That's incredible. That's interesting. He was dipped way before we got there. That makes sense. She was. Never mind.
Okay, well, you know, just don't do that again.
Can I, though?
You can, can't but I don't like it.
Okay.
This is a partnership. Come on. Yeah. Woik with me.
You woik with me.
I am woiking with you.
Okay.
I'm woiking with you by telling you not to do that.
It's weirdly good to see you.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We are friends. And then Wizardly just, like, goes limp and time goes back.
Oh, God. I stack 3 coins on his eyes, on each of his eyes.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Okay. Do I see the affair lady?
No, don't see her. It's like chaos. There are all sorts of, there's shit happening. The lion is now being ridden by one of the pleasure golems who is still like just blowing kisses with its entire body.
Okay, I'm out of there.
So are we able to make our way down the stairs?
So you guys leave the main chamber. You guys are able to make your way down the stairs. The gnoll is coming from the other end chasing you down the stairs. Not blocking you.
Chasing down the stairs?
Yeah.
Albie wouldn't leave with that gnoll running amok, I don't think.
Okay.
Near her parents.
Up to you to do whatever you like here. As you do, though, you can see another gnoll running down the stairs, and she looks at you. What are you doing? Get out of here.
You're not going to hurt my parents, are you?
I'm not going to hurt them. Why? They're valuable prisoners.
Okay. Thank you.
What?
And she leaves.
Thank you. She's like truly confused by that. You see her, she like sits down on the stairs and she puts like a finger to her temple. What? Thank you. Thank you? Thank you. Huh. All right, you guys are running down the hallway now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great.
I'll be like a Secretus portrait. Oh! Okay, we're past it.
Okay, cool. You run down the hallway. You run out. You see now the magic that was enchanting Scrum's place is once again back in place, and the troll's body, it's just like its headless corpse is just lying in a pool of blood outside the entrance. You and many others, including like the fish person and the halfling covered in ants, are you all just sort of you're poured out into the soaking valley.
Mm. Ooh, gotta get away from that ants guy. It's a little vibes of lice guy.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Bello looks wistfully back to the grotto and says, "Take these chances."
Huh?
Nothing.
As he
nothing.
Says this, you see four or five very familiar looking policemen running towards Scrum's place.
Retro.
Wait, what's all this then?
They grab one of the people, well, the fish person coming by, and they, like, wrestle the fish guy to the ground. Like, what are you doing? What's going on? Explain yourselves!
We should go.
Yeah, we should get out of here.
Let's go north.
Okay.
I like your dad.
He loves you.
Ha-ha, yes. Quite the rude tale, indeed. That was Ali Fisher as Cordelia. Carly Monardo as Albie, Christopher Hastings as Frederick de Bonesby, Tim Platt as Stir Fry, Joe Lepore as Bello, and Branson Reese as everything and everyone else. Rude Tales of Magic is produced by Taylor Moore at Fortunate Horse. He sounds nice. See you next time, weary traveler, when you most desire even more Rude Tales of Magic.
In the early 21st century, magic reawakened on Earth, and alongside it, a new human race with orcs, elves, trolls, dwarves, and others. Humanity became meta-humanity. As technology proliferated and greatly advanced in the awakened world, global megacorporations seized ever more power, becoming de facto states with their own laws, courts, and armed forces. The corporations attempt to control all aspects of modern life. This has led to a vast and complex criminal underground which works for and against corporate interests. The independent career criminals who do what others can't or won't are called Shadowrunners. The year is 2101. Welcome to Fun City.
Friends, hello, my name is Mike Rugnetta, and I'm the GM for a TTRPG actual play podcast called Fun City, which takes place in a post-climate disaster New York City in the year 2101. In our game, a group of friends who live on a boat do their best to get by in the magical, technologically advanced, corporate-controlled future. We accompany them as they cast spells, hack computer systems, get into, and hopefully out of, all kinds of trouble.
It is subconscious mind pushes you away. Doesn't even know how much, just sort of hits you with, like, the levitation spell.
She sees a perfect opportunity to do what she calls a clam flip. So she jumps in the air, does a tuck, and she really sits on him. She goes, ooh, when she lands.
Do not ask where the money comes from, my friend. Because let me tell you something. Anybody with this much money, we don't get it in nice ways. You know what I mean?
Typhoon casts concealment on the boat.
We got two drinks. Yep. We got juice boxes and, of course, milk.
You got anything funny in that arm?
TK pops it open and pulls out a pair of socks. TK, like, unrolls them and stretches them a little bit and doesn't break eye contact.
Whatever they are paying you, it's not worth it.
You can find Fun City wherever you listen to podcasts and on Twitter at Fun City Ventures.
Artemis, what's the population of New York City?
The current population of Manhattan is estimated at 2.2 million, but the corporate arcologies keep their population data private. The outer boroughs have not participated in an officially recognized census since...
Okay, blah, 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 blah. Doom and gloom, apocalypse, archipelago. I get it. So anyways, I trained her to everyone's
playing
voice.
Doom and Gloom Archipelago from your Spotify.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.